Once upon a time, humans and elves lived in perfect harmony with all of the other sentient races. For millennia, no major quarrel nor squabble for land nor resources took place. But everything changed when humanity's innate darkness took hold. Their greed, malice, and depravity knew no bounds, and as such, they waged war against the country nearest their borders, Luminaria, Kingdom of Elves. Now, the only thing man has that matches their depravity is their ingenuity, and when combined, they produce machines of war that no others could fathom. Soon, the elves wish to stop the war, offering up their high priestess and firstborn daughter of the king, Lumen, to the human kingdom of Kylesland. For centuries, the king heard not of the priestess, and so has ordered an envoy to see how his daughter was doing. To his horror, they found Lumen in a common brothel, no longer bearing any of her previous noble poise. She was turned into nothing more than a common whore, sold for a bag of pennies for a night, sometimes even less. What's even worse is that the priestess seemed to enjoy it, forgetting the purity and dignity that she once had back at home. Ashamed, the king ordered her to be taken back and put into the forest of exile, then sealed with a curse. She shall be imprisoned there, kept alive by magic of flowers, yet no one shall find her. She shall be completely alone, deprived of all and any contact with any other being capable of reason. The only break she shall have from her solitude is one evening for every year, the night when the red lavanites are in full bloom under the waxing of the moon in the middle of summer. Such a lonely existence. Can't blame her for being a little crazy now, can we? The red lavanites bloomed beautifully this year as well. Working with quality regents truly brings out the scent in perfumes. Such an overwhelming fragrance, along with the view of a beautiful full moon. Truly my body fills completely with manna as the moon waxes. What an exquisite feeling. My body's warming up. I'm burning up. My hands are moving on their own. So hot. Who's there? Don't make you dare move an inch. You. You're a human, aren't you? What could a man be doing this deep in the forest? This late into the evening, I wonder. Could it be that you risked entering the forest of exile just to set your lustful eyes upon my body? I wouldn't do that if I were you. Banished from the kingdom I may be, but I still am a high elven priestess. Such a sorry excuse of a magic trick would not work in my domain, darling. With the moon whole high up in the sky, my mana reserves are overflowing. Come, have a closer look. Oh, I certainly hope you don't mind being bound by some vines, darling. I just don't want you stirring up trouble now, or trying to run away. Trust me, they don't leave marks. I would know. Now, where was I? Oh, right. My honeypot. Look at it, completely bare under the moonlight. Watch it glisten as my mana spills over. Dropping, dripping, flowing, flooding, making a mess of my bed sheets. Be honest, little meddler. Did you come here to violate me? Well, is that it? Which country's coin are you going to use to debase the pride of a high elf? I mean, Arugians are worth the most, and they usually pay more than my typical patrons. Almost as if they're making up for something. The Balkans, on the other hand, oh, they truly are as beastly as they say. Not too bright up there, though. Sometimes they forget to pay me, but I certainly don't mind. I'm usually out of commission for a night after a round with the Corinthicae, so I don't usually take them early into the night. Ah, you're an adventurer, you say? And you just got lost from your party? If you are telling the truth, then why is this thing so vigorous? Ah, what a surprise. So lively, so vulgar, ooh, so sinful, so lustful. It's truly what a splendid cock should be. Oh, don't be embarrassed, little meddler. You saw mine, so it's only fair I get to see yours, right? Don't look away from me. Watch carefully, little meddler. I shall show you about the weakness of a high elven priestess's pussy. Oh, such vulgar words coming from my mouth. Delightful, truly. See, this bean-like part here, near the top? Can you see it? Well, that, my little meddler, is the clitoris. Just like with most other races, it is a weak spot. It's sensitive, so you must not abuse it. But if you play with it like so, any woman's bound to fall for your deft fingers. Can't tear your eyes away now, can you? I'm certain from the way you're staring that you'd like to touch, but I'm truly sorry, little meddler. You can only look, for that is the king's decree. And the king's decree is no trifling matter. If I let you lay your fingers on me, would you be willing to take responsibility for your actions? I can only imagine how good it would feel if you just run the tips of your fingers. My hips wouldn't be able to stop themselves from shaking, floating in the air, pressing itself against your touch for more. To be watched while I'm teasing myself. Ah, degrading myself before mere commoners. Oh, how degrading. Yet so exquisitely enticing. This feeling. I can't stop. Oh, gods. My fingers can't stop teasing my clit. I'm losing control. Oh. Still not enough, I see. Oh, your vulgar thing is still at full mast. I believe I've completely captivated my audience now, so I'll be releasing you from your binding. But you must absolutely promise not to lay a finger on me, little meddler. For that is the king's decree. So instead, I will be the one to lay my hands on you. Yeah, come, get on my bed and lie down. And let's get these annoying rags out of the way, shall we? Let me just lie down on your legs, little meddler. Can you feel it? My soft, ample bosom pressing against your loins. My warm breath against your stomach as I lie my head on your chest. My sweet, soft skin still slick from the perfumed oil rubbing against yours. Ah, such a beautiful expression on your face. Let the smell fill your nose, little meddler. Burn it into your mind, for you won't find an aroma any sweeter on the face of Telagos itself. Now, where were we? Ah, yes. Your turgid little member. So adorable, watching it twitch from here. Let me just wrap my fingers around it and, oh, look at it tremble. It's even spilling out some pre-cum already. Please allow me to relieve the pressure you've been holding back, master. Oh, it twitched even more. You must like being called master, then. Then, allow your lowly servant to use her hands to grant you release, master. Watch as my fingers, smooth and deft, massage your shaft. I'm quite proud of my technique, master. All men whose cocks I've laid my hands on has never left my sight unsatisfied. Now, let's see how long you can last. Yeah, such a lively beast. Ah, my fingers are having trouble engulfing your gorgeous cock, master. But I will make you feel good. Go ahead, master. Don't hold back. Shoot your hot, fertile seed onto my little white hands. How does it feel, master? Oh, yeah. I assume you're feeling the effects of the oil as well. Red lavanites are known for their aphrodisiac effects, and the stronger varieties are used by some succubi to make their victims completely helpless with just a whiff of their perfume. Truly, such a shame they only bloom once in the middle of every summer, when the full moon is in view. It feels so hot and powerful in my hand, my master, rubbing the head with my palm while my fingers squeeze out your shaft. Slowly, then speeding up, easing you into the pleasure. Oh, truly, your hips are quite expressive, aren't they? Do not be shy. No one will find us. No one dares enter the forest of exile this deep into the night. Except for you, master. So brave you are to still remain here this late. My hands will ensure that your visit will be all worth it. And tonight will be a night you won't forget. Oh, you're getting closer now. Are you not, Master? Very well. I shall... Wait. What is your hand doing behind my head, Master? Oh, suddenly grabbing my hair and... Oh, gods! My mouth! Little... You! How dare you lay your hands on me? Do you know what you've done? Forcing my head down onto your... cock? Oh. You violating a high elven priestess's dignity like that? It's so... It's so hot. My nether regions, Master. They feel so hot. Oh. My pussy. It's a mess. A wet, sopping, sloppy mess. Oh, God. Oh, I desperately need a cock to fill it. Oh, gods. The king would not be pleased to hear about this, but I can't help it. Master, look into my eyes, please. You want me, don't you? To claim and defile my body as you please. To grab me by the wrists and pin me down to my bed. Then make me scream and howl like a bitch in heat. Oh, treat me like some common whore in a brothel, unworthy of my status, of my lineage. Drooling and using my talents and magic to seduce helpless adventurers for the hope of a good fuck. Please claim this worthless, stupid, slutty servant of yours for all she's worth. Spoiled and tainted, my name and honor may be, but my pussy is still fit for a king. I beg you, Master, tarnish my very being with your seed. Oh, don't hide it from me, you vulgar thing. I know it's still... Forgive me, Master. Your cock, Master. Your splendid, gorgeous cock... Please, please put it in. Please, please put it in. Put it in, put it in, put it in, put it in. Please. Oh, gods, it feels so good. Oh, fuck. It's filling my worthless high elven pussy so fucking well. Oh, God. Oh, so deep. Oh, deeper. Please. Oh, please. Oh, God, it's so deep. God, please let me rest. Your gorgeous cock is stretching me out, Master. Oh, not so rough, please. I'll break. Your cock, it's breaking my pussy. It's exquisitely delightful, Master. Your cock is violating my folds. Oh, God. It's dominating my pussy so roughly. Oh, I can't believe it. Once more, a human cock is conquering my high elven pussy. Oh, God. I'm falling for your cuntbreaker, Master. Oh, this lovely cock is mine to please. It's mine for the night. Oh, bend over. Bend over, Master. Oh, yes, of course, right away. How is it, Master? Does the view of my splendid, bouncy ass arouse you deeper?
Or perhaps you're more enticed by my soft, supple thighs, the way they gently shape down from my derriere all the way down to my calves so gracefully. Oh. I feel your warmth in between my butt cheeks, master. Oh, sliding it so slowly, teasingly. Please, please make haste. My pussy is hungry for more of your cock, master. Look, I'm even shaking my ass for you. Ah, yes. More. Oh, God, I need more. Deeper, master. Satisfy your lust with my body. Oh, yeah. Satiate your need to conquer a high elf. Oh, take me down and show me where I belong as I get fucked in such a bestial, primal position. Oh, thrusting your hips and spanking my ass so excitedly. Oh, does it please you, my master? Oh, my tight cunt being shaped by your cock as my ass bounces again and again with your every thrust. Oh, don't be shy, master. Oh, God, suppress not your feelings and violate my insides the way they were meant to. Oh, hold me by the hips. Pull me towards you and thrust forward like a beast. Such a mean thing, your cock, twitching so greedily and needily. Oh, in my honey pot. Please tell me you'll stay, master. Don't leave me behind. I'll offer you my body, my soul, my everything. Just stay here with me. Ah, you can have me anytime you wish. Make me do anything your mind could think of, no matter how debasing, deprived, or demeaning they might be. Oh, pulling my hair back so suddenly. I can't. Oh, I'm getting close. You're getting close too, master. Oh, your cock getting larger and twitching harder inside of me. Ah, your thrusts getting rougher and more desperate. Don't hold it in, master. Don't hold it in. Yeah, you're gonna fill me up, right? Plant your seed deep within me. Paint my insides completely white with your warm cum. Splurting all your dirty fluids inside of me. You'll remember me, right? Oh, yeah, you'll remember me. Even after this night, you'll come back, right? Oh, gods. Oh, gods. Oh, gods, I'm coming. Oh, I'm coming too. Oh, God, oh, I'm coming, I'm coming. Gods, yes. Oh, oh, my little meddler, releasing so much into me. I fear I might have overdone it. Lie down now, darling. You must be completely exhausted now. Just relax and let sleep take you. Just lie still in my arms. And maybe, just maybe, we meet each other again. Even if it's just a moonlit dream. Farewell.